FBI agents, criminal, you know, corporate security, all over the world. People go on to run for office and run companies and do all kinds of things. It is a major feather in its cap. When you talk to coppers around the state, they all like coming back and saying, "Yeah, we went to PTI. It's a major feather in its cap, in your cap." As much as I say that, I respect the fact that the university cannot continue to fund this and subsidize it through tuition dollars or through GRF dollars. We have put together a specific proposal for the spring session to raise a fee on criminal convictions statewide that would then be transferred into your funds to run PTI and offset that subsidization. I want to be clear, though, that my goal is not to just have PTI remain in Champaign County. My goal is to have the best PTI in the world in Champaign County. And I want to salute Chief O'Connor, who's here, and also her deputy chief, Dr. Schlosser, who just achieved his PhD. And I think that they'll be happy to answer your questions about their proposals, but she briefed me about a week ago on what they want to do with PTI, and it's truly amazing. And when you think about the synthesis between the university's research center and, say, a cyber crime, cyber terrorism, okay? You look at the fact that the University of Illinois invented the computer. You take your computer science faculty that are already here in Urbana, merge them, synthesize them with a PTI, you could be training cyber crime, anti-terrorism experts all over the world, literally, within just a year or two in Champaign-Urbana. I really appreciate the vision that the chief has brought forward in the last couple weeks. I know she's still finishing touches on things, and I'll let her answer more questions. But again, we're, I think, committed to keeping it in Champaign. It is a $7 million economic input to our community, which we, you know, you all know what that means. It's a big deal jobs-wise. But more importantly, it's a feather in your cap, and we want to be the absolute best. So thank you.
Thank you. I guess, once again, I want to thank you all, particularly members of the legislature, for all of the help that you've given the university over the last year. It's been a tremendous improvement in our relationships with Springfield, and we know that you all led the way. I'd say we're very appreciative of the fact that all of you came over, and it's a demonstration of your interest and the seriousness of the request, and you know we'll certainly be respectful of that. I'd say the you know we don't think time should be someone's enemy, and if we can provide some flexibility on timing, you know, with our base understanding that we can't bleed forever, you know, I think we'd try to do that. And I'm sure President Hogan will and the team will respond and try to figure out a way to be flexible with you all, so that's not the terrible element. And Ms. Mayor, I just want to thank you once again for the support of the community with the recent troubles in Urbana and at the university with the shooting, and the cooperation that we've received from your team there has been terrific, and we appreciate that as well. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to go into the voting section of the event agenda. As all of you know, there are two sets of votes that will occur. One is the voice vote agenda. The rest are what we call a roll call agenda, and we'll do the voice vote agenda first. The items for the voice vote agenda were listed in the materials, distributed to the board, and posted on our website. Secretary Michelle Thompson will read the titles of all the items. And after she's read them, we can discuss any open issues, although I understand that most of the agenda items have been reviewed by one of the committees during their meetings, and we've discussed that earlier today. And all of you have reached out to President Hogan or the staff and members of his team to receive additional clarification, so there's probably not a lot of additional information needed at this time, but of course, if anyone has any questions, you ought to speak up. And we'll have some discussion if that's appropriate. After the discussion, we'll vote on all the items at once, and we'll vote as a group. course, if anyone wishes to vote uniquely on any one item, it's easily accommodated. Please just let Michelle know and we'll record the vote accordingly. Michelle, will you, as secretary, please read the items on the voice vote agenda?
Item A1, approved minutes of the Board of Trustees meeting. 1, University of Illinois Board of Trustees schedule of meetings for 2012 and 13 and 2013 and 2014. Next, 2, appoint secretary of the Board of Trustees and of the university. 3, appoint interim vice chancellor for research, Urbana. 4, appoint dean, College of Medicine, Chicago. 5, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 6, award honorary degree at Urbana. 7, establish the Master of Science in Cell and Developmental Biology in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. 8, rename the Bachelor of Arts in Liberal Arts and Sciences in Geography in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. 9, approve revocation of Doctor of Philosophy degree, Chicago. 10, reorganize the Asian American Studies program in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. 11, rename the Agricultural Leadership and Science Education program in the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, Urbana. 12, rename the Department of Geography in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at Urbana. 13, designate the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Group Foundation Market Training Laboratory in Douglas Hall, the College of Business Administration, Chicago. 14, revise medical service staff bylaws and the medical staff rules and regulations, the University of Illinois Hospital and Health Sciences System.
Is there a request for any additional information on those items from anyone? Is any discussion? I think we're good. May I have a motion to pass all of these items?
So moved.
Second.
Tim, okay, we've got a second. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Are there any opposed? Okay. The next session is the roll call agenda, and these are the items that specifically require a roll call vote, where we go around the table. We vote individually by trustee, but we will attempt to do this on the entire collective package. Of course, if anyone would like to vote uniquely on any one of the items, we can arrange that as well. Michelle, will you please read out the items on the roll call agenda?
Number 15, delegate authority to the Vice President and Chief Financial Officer and Comptroller to refund outstanding auxiliary facilities system revenue bonds. 16, revise policy for the issuance of debt. 17, authorize investment managers. 18, approve energy conservation project and professional and construction contract services award, Oak Street Chiller Plant, Urbana. 19, approve project and amend professional services consultant contract, the Natural History Building Renovation, Urbana. 20, award contract for redevelopment plan phase 2A, Main Library, Urbana. 21, increase project budget for Miles Square Health Center, Chicago. 22, employ professional services consultant for Assembly Hall renovation and addition, Urbana. 23, employ professional services consultant for utilities production and distribution master plan at Urbana. 24, recommend employment of architect and engineer for College of Dentistry building modernization and code compliance, Chicago. 25, employ architect and engineer for utilities master plan, Chicago. 26, clarify compliance expectations of Prairie Land Energy Incorporated and revise reporting schedule and provide designation of president of Prairie Land Energy Incorporated. 27, transfer property title to Illinois Department of Natural Resources, Urbana. 28, approve purchase recommendations. 29, authorize settlement. And 30, disclose certain minutes of executive sessions pursuant to the Open Meetings Act.
Okay. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
And we have a second.
Judge Holmes would like to cast a vote.
That would be great.
Advise Judge Holmes would like to cast a vote, but it, I know it wouldn't be.
We'd have to get on the phone.
Yeah. She can do it by video conference or teleconference. There's no, you know.
I understand.
Those are the options.
Can you get on the phone? Okay.
She can just yell.